If you want to build unstoppable confidence, begin by forming a clear picture of your ideal self. What type of person do you really want to become? And how would that person behave? If you can answer that question with total clarity, it makes it so much easier for you to feel good about yourself. And what you're doing and every decision that you're making is going to have some weight behind it. Instead of feeling like you're not good enough, or even having any level of insecurity, you know, looking for other people's approval, you will have certainty and clarity because you know who you want to be. How do you want to feel? What type of thoughts do you want running through your head? What beliefs would you like to really buy into? These are all questions that most people never entertain, let alone really sit down and get complete clarity and strategy on. It's just kind of random, right? It's what you grew up with, the people around you. It's what you've watched and listened to throughout your life. And you just kind of pile it all together and you have this random person that comes out of it. And then we wonder why we're not really happy. If you know who you want to be, if you form clear ideals, all of a sudden it really gives you a lot of strength and purpose. And when you really start to follow through and you're consistent with it and you show up as the type of person that you want to be, you start gathering evidence that, oh wait, this is who I am. And this is the type of person that I want to continue to be. Hand in hand with this, you have to cultivate valuable skills. What are you good at? If you're not good at many things, or if you're not good at things that are valuable to other people, then that's going to make confidence a really big problem for you. If you don't have the ability to do public speaking at a high level, if you don't have any sales skills or marketing skills, or if you don't have any talent or ability in anything, then of course you're going to question yourself, your value, what you bring to the table, and you're going to feel insecure. You know what? You should feel insecure if you have nothing that you're good at. So start putting in the effort to develop yourself, to really improve in certain areas where you know you can bring more value, where you know you can be a better person. And because of that, you will start to feel better about yourself based on something that's real and tangible, not some, you know, fairy dust idea in the sky of, oh, I should just feel good to feel good. You will have something concrete that you can really put your finger on and say, hey, look, I'm good at this. And because of that, I can feel a little bit better about myself. In fact, you can feel a lot better about yourself. If you know how to play an instrument, if you learned a second or third language, if you have skills that, you know, normal people, the average person doesn't have, then it's almost like, okay, wait, I'm a little bit different. I stand out. And if you don't have that right now, nothing is stopping you from really building, from improving, from polishing anything that you've already started to work on. It's just you. Only you are in your own way and holding yourself back. And one of the most important skills that I would recommend that you work on is your charisma, your ability to influence people, your ability to speak in a way that makes people listen, that commands attention. This is really important for the entire course of your life. Whether it's about making more money or forming deeper and more meaningful connections in your relationships, people skills, social skills, they're going to make a huge difference to the quality of your life as a whole. So be intentional. What do you need to work on? Is it about being funnier, more charming? Is it about just having more integrity, more depth in your character when you speak? Is it about having some stories that you can tell that are really engaging and that make people want to listen to what you have to say? Or maybe you need to work on your tonality. Maybe you're just too careful, too quiet, too gentle. And you know that if you stepped it up a notch, and all of a sudden you would command more attention and more people would be interested in developing their relationship with you, be more interested in getting to know you, and that would lead to more and more opportunity. This is also exactly why you need to start playing to win instead of playing not to lose. Being careful, not taking risks, you know, just playing it safe and making sure that you don't upset anybody or cause too many waves. This is a great mentality if you just want to stay stuck right where you are. Why don't we just wrap you up in bubble wrap and put you in the safe little corner, and then you can live out the rest of your days making sure that you don't bump into anybody. You need to be willing to have people judge you, to make a mistake, to really go after what you want. The risk in life is what makes it worth it. If there was no risk, you know, we would all come out of this alive at the end. But we're all gonna die, right? So this is your opportunity to make something of yourself, to make a difference, to make an impact. And not everybody is going to like that. When you step outside your box and you do something a little bit different, remember that people want the version of you that's most convenient to them, that makes their life better or easier. They don't want to be confronted with some superhuman version of you that's growing and improving and doing all this crazy stuff. And so, yes, absolutely, you will have some fallbacks where people in your life that you care about might get in the way and make you feel bad or guilty about what you're doing. But if you keep playing not to lose and you keep just being careful, nothing's going to really happen. You can't take massive action. You can't really progress or grow at the rate that you want. And you just get bogged down. It's so much more difficult to really operate on a high level if you're too concerned about these things. Every client that I've helped build to six figures, seven figures in their business, their relationships are amazing, you know, their mindset, their mentality, their happiness is there, right? Every area of their life, they're crushing it. I've never seen it done without upsetting anybody, without maybe even losing some things on the way. That's part of it. You have to make the trade-off. But if you're too careful and you keep defending what you already have, then, well, you're stuck with that and no progress will be made. But if you want to see explosive progress, if you want your life to improve week over week, if you want to guarantee that you'll hit your goals and that you stay on track, then I invite you to jump over to eraphael.com. Over there, you can book a one-on-one call with me. We would talk, and if we're a good fit, we'll be working together directly. I'll be personally coaching you, mentoring you, making sure that you're really optimizing every area of your life and at your absolute best consistently. Again, if you want to take advantage of that and have that conversation with me, then jump over to eraphael.com. The link is in the description. Just click that and talk to you soon. Now, another thing that you can do to really help your confidence grow is to break out of comfort and head into growth. Whenever you feel uncomfortable and like you're out of your element, whenever you're being challenged and it seems like you don't have the skills to keep up, or you don't have the capacity, the energy, something is lacking or missing in you, this is a good sign. Whenever you are scared or afraid, or you feel some type of fear, then that's a sign that you're on the right track, that you're growing and expanding, and that something in you is changing. And if every time you feel that, you run away and you go back to what feels okay, you go to a coping mechanism just to, you know, get by and survive the moment and get rid of the discomfort, then you've lost the opportunity for progress. You've lost the opportunity for you to step up and really become a better version of yourself. I challenge you to do more of the things that make you feel uncomfortable until you feel comfortable doing them. Wow, what a boost of confidence that will give you. It will change the way that you look at yourself because you're willing to confront whatever lack you have in terms of skill set or whatever difficult emotion you have to face off with. You are staring it in its face, right in the eyes, and you're saying, I'm willing to deal with it. Instead of running away, backing off, and looking for comfort, look for expansion, look for growth. Seek to be challenged and to be challenged often. You want life to be a little bit difficult in the sense that you have to step up and really show an even better version of yourself in order to move forward. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this one, and I will catch you on the next one.